Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time for a review. This is the musical portion. Every hour at this time, we have music in our mind and music on our lips and on our tongue. This is a great example of a superb treatment of a great pop song. The Police at the number one position during this week in 1983 with Every Breath You Take. How many people love listening to this song? Crank it up, Richie!
Can't you see? You belong to me. I'm a poor heartaches. Every step you take.
How do people come up with these tunes? Imagine the brains of the people who have. You can get this lyric line to go with the music line and have it come out like this. Every smile you make, every we watch it. This is just a great song.
And they're such an interesting band.
Yeah, they are. Right. All right, Mr. Sting, number one during this week in 83. Let's go to the same week in 1984 for a song that had been number one for 5 weeks.
Maybe I'm just like my father, too.
Was he the formerly known as Prince at that time, or was he just
no,
Prince?
No, he was Prince.
He was just Prince.
All right. This is
Purple Rain.
This song sends me every time I hear it. It's one of the great pop songs of the last 30 years. When Doves Cry. Crank it up, Richie.
You guys are genius.
Ah, another great example of why stuff like this gets to number one. Listen to that. It's not complicated music. Right? It's not.
Feel how it trembles inside.
Story's great story.
You got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you. Even doves that cry.
You got the doves. You have the butterflies all tied up. So now I'm using doves to gauge my emotional strength. All right. We go to this week in 1985 now.
Oh, boy.
Tears for Fears were in the number one spot. Song called Shout. Shout it out.
Shout it.
You like this, Jen?
Love it.
It's a good song.
I traded someone my jelly purse for a Tears for Fears cassette.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Wow. It's amazing you remember that.
The days of mixtapes.
Yeah, I know.
Jennifer, right. Anybody ever make you a mixtape back in the day?
No. And you
really?
Know what? I want a mixtape.
Oh,
will you
make
me
you
one?
A mixtape, yeah.
And then will you play it on a ghetto blaster?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to make you a mixtape and send it. It's going to be handwritten with all the tracks.
Oh, thanks, Rich. I've always, seriously, always
and
wanted
each
one.
Each track reminds me of you.
Oh, it's going to start with I Like Big Butts.
Number one. Keep the songs moving, Richie. Number one. This week, 1986.
No.
Well, I was thinking we'd skip this, too, because
yeah.
I don't like it either.
No, just right. to tell
Which
everybody what
skipping?
We're skipping.
Peter Cetera.
Oh, lame. Yeah. Skip okay. that.
Not doing
Number
that.
One during this week in 1987, Bob Seger. Not the best thing he ever did, but
well,
made
you know
it
why.
Number one. Why?
It was written specifically for a movie.
Oh.
And? Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. That's why I got to be number one, because that movie is so popular.
Now, the next one is an interesting one, Doug.
Yes, Bridgie.
I've seen Steve Winwood in concert probably 7-8 times in the last decade.
Yeah.
He will not play any of his songs from the 80s.
Yeah.
See, nothing. I think that is so stupid, because that's silly. The reason he's famous.
It is.
So
no.
The
crowd
get over
wants it.
It's not the
yeah.
reason he's famous.
Yeah.
Traffic
it is.
Is the reason he's famous.
Yeah. He stinks. Flush him down the toilet.
Right.
What a loser.
But no, I mean, it was huge.
Tell him and Phil Collins to go on a cruise and never come back.
It was huge.
Number one during this week in 1988. All right. Martika had the number one song during
Love
this week in 1989. Toy Soldiers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this would be great for our one-hit wonder contest, which we sometimes play here.
All right, 28 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program.
Think green. Harrison with you. With President Obama's recent visit to Russia regarding nuclear stockpiles, it's interesting to note where things stand nowadays. New warhead production stopped in 1992, but modified warheads continue to be introduced. So far, the United States has produced an estimated 66,000 nuclear bombs and warheads of 100 styles and types since 1945. The Air Force has adopted 52 different types of active nuclear weapons, the Navy 35 types, the Army 26 types, and the Marines 15. Historically, after thermonuclear bombs entered our stockpile in 1954, the sheer megatonnage reached the equivalent of 1,360,000 Hiroshima-sized bombs, and that was only by 1960. Today, happily, it's only half that. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Have your bike spring an oil leak? A 97,000 square mile state,
Wyoming,
containing fewer than 600,000 residents.
If they didn't fix it.
And you're headed for Sturgis.
I would have stopped riding.
Broke down in Wyoming. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Good service when the bike is in dire straits.
I had a problem, oil leak, and we stopped at Green River. Harley-Davidson took so well care of me that I thought I was going to have to park my house, borrow money because it was there so long. Glad to talk about their shop. I mean, they're very good. Green River, Wyoming. If they didn't fix it, I would have stopped riding. Out of oil, it don't run no more.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.